That's nice, Bill.
That's great. I mean, we're really embracing the holidays with Saturdays with Ted today.
I'm telling you, I can't get past the shirt. I'm
It's just going to be, you're blinded by the very ugly shirt that I have worn today. It's Christmas has thrown up on my chest. Jason Agnew here filling in for Ted Walishin today on Saturdays with Ted. We'll call it Saturday. I happen to be very happy to be joined live in studio here. Jeff Novak is here. He is the general manager of redflagdeals.com. Jeff, thank you for coming to studio today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, it's an appropriate day to have you in because we're sandwiched in between Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
We certainly are.
So as far as you personally, not the survey we're going to talk about, but you yourself, did you take advantage of Black Friday?
I definitely did. I mean, I spent way too much money. Okay. I'm going to have boxes coming from online retailers for the next week, and my wife is going to be going, what's that, another box? You know, what are you buying now?
I've heard that that's one of the big things this year as far as the delivery, because there's so many places to order things online, but a lot of what consumers will decide now is how quick and reliable will this be delivered to my home?
Yeah, oh, definitely. And I would also say it's how much is it going to cost to have it delivered to my home?
Right.
One of the really big barriers for shopping online is people don't want to pay shipping or, you know, feel like they're not getting any value for what they're spending their money on. And when you spend, you know, $15, $20 on shipping costs, that really, you know, starts, you know, putting a bad light on shopping online.
On top of that, we here in Canada, I always find there's a bit of a disadvantage with tariffs as well, where you get nailed with those on top of the shipping. So it does deter me sometimes from buying something online.
Yeah, we ran a survey and we asked people, are they going to be shopping in the United States this year, whether, you know, bricks and mortar actually crossing the border or shopping online? And only about 4% of people said they were going to buy from the States versus our survey 2 years ago, where about 15, 16% of people said they would. And, you know, and we were trying to figure out, well, why is that the case? And tariffs is a really big reason. You know, when you shop from a U.S. retailer, when you shop at a U.S. retailer, you really have no idea until the very end, you know, how much is this actually going to cost? Mm-hmm. Are there going to be extra duties on it? Is there going to be extra shipping costs? That sort of thing.
But people definitely are. I mean, there's no question that everyone is headed towards or is already doing the online shopping. I mean, you don't even have to leave your house anymore in regards to shopping for Christmas. Everything can be delivered. That's for the consumers. But how much do the retailers depend on these special days? And with that, I mean, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the Christmas season, but also you also have Boxing Day thrown in there as well. How much do retailers depend on that?
Well, I mean, the reason why it's called Black Friday in the first place is because, you know, traditionally that was the day when retailers went into the black, which means they actually started being profitable for the year. So if you imagine as a retailer, you operate from January to November, sort of covering your costs, and Black Friday is the first day where you get into the black and start making money. So the retail, you know, retailers, it's a really important time for them, and I think that's also why Canadian retailers have embraced Black Friday, which was historically an American event.
Yeah.
It's because they're trying to stretch out the holiday season. They don't want to just wait till Boxing Day to, you know, have all the big sales and the hype. They want to do it earlier in the year.
Well, Boxing Day always felt backwards to me because it's like you've just gotten all of this stuff for Christmas or done all of this Christmas shopping, and now it's the day after, and what are you doing? You're back out shopping again. So,
well, Boxing Day is the day when you go out and spend, you know, the money that your Aunt Flo gave you and all the gift cards that you got.
Right, right. We're chatting with Jeff Novak. He's in studio. He's the general manager of redflagdeals.com. Okay, so you've done this survey about consumers. What else were some surprising findings in this survey?
So again, getting back to the idea that Black Friday is growing in Canada, we asked our users, you know, do you think there's going to be more deals and better deals to be found on Black Friday or Boxing Day? And 60% said Black Friday, up from 2 years ago when only 50% thought the deals would be better on Black Friday. So you're really seeing a shift from people in Canada away from thinking that Boxing Day is really the big shopping event and that's when I'm going to get the best price of the year. You're seeing that shift over to Black Friday.
Now, as far as items go, do you know what, is it all electronics? Because, you know, we were just having the conversation about how cheap TVs are nowadays and how there's TVs being sold at a grocery store. I mean, I walked into No Frills and there's a TV there. I'm like, excuse me, that is a frill. 100%
that is a frill.
Your sign is lying to me. But as far as ordering online, is it anything and everything, or is there still a gearing towards electronics?
Well, one of the big things that I noticed yesterday during Black Friday was that that it seemed like everyone was in on it. So, you know, historically where it started out is you had, you know, the bigger online electronics dealers or the small, you know, the offline electronics dealers. Yesterday, it was everyone and anyone. I mean, you had car dealerships doing Black Friday deals, restaurants doing Black Friday deals, hotels. You know, I saw something for, you know, the one-of-a-kind show. They were doing Black Friday deals on tickets. So basically, if you have something to sell, Black Friday is a good time to try and discount it and try and get some business.
Well, there you have it. Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So the comparison to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, though, has there been more or less on those 2 days? Because Cyber Monday was, of course, originally was designed as where the cyber sales are. But this seems to have turned. There is more an emphasis on Black Friday now that people aren't necessarily getting out into the bricks and mortar now, correct?
Yeah, when Cyber Monday first came about, it was, you know, Black Friday was all about lining up. I mean, you've seen all those old videos of people, you know, stampeding at the Walmarts and Target in the States. And that was what Black Friday was all about. So a lot of the online stores were like, hey, we want our own day too. And that's where Cyber Monday came from.
Sure.
But now, because so many bricks and mortar stores have an online presence and so many more people are buying online, Black Friday, Cyber Monday is sort of melding together into one big weekend where it's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all together as one word.
Well, that is the way retail is definitely going to go online. So if people want to check out this survey and the findings, Jeff, where can they find it?
You can go to www.redflagdeals.com. We'll have all the new flyers. We'll have all the, you know, you'll be able to find out what's going to be on sale, where the best prices are, and where you can go and spend your money.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Jeff Novak. He is the general manager of redflagdeals.com. And there's that survey up there. And along with that, yep, a whole bunch of deals. So check it on out. When we come back, it's time for lunch. That's how Ted's show works. When you come in and you host Ted's show, you get fed. That's all I get today, right, Mike? Okay. Well, we'll do that next. Coming in from Frisaca Bar, we're going to enjoy some Mexican cuisine next. Jeff, you stick around. There's always plenty. Ted makes them make a whole bunch of food. We're doing that next right here. Saturdays with Ted on News Talk 1010.